In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Allama Amini. Dear listeners, Allama Abdul Hussein Amini was born in 1903 in the city of Tabriz, Iran. After learning the Quran and finishing his elementary studies, he started studying jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence, and also attended the lessons of scholars such as Sayyid Muhammad Maulana and Sayyid Murtaza Khosrowshahi. When he was 22 years old, he traveled to Najaf and attended the lessons of scholars such as Sayyid Muhammad Firuz Abadi and Sayyid Abu Turab Khansari. He received the permission for ijtihad from marajah such as Sayyid Abul Hasan Isfahani, Mirza Muhammad Hussein Naini, Muhammad Hussein Qaravi Isfahani, and Sheikh Abdul Karim Ha'iri Yazdi. Permission for ijtihad means that one can follow his own reasoning for inferring Islamic laws since one has the knowledge to do so. Allama Amini believed that ijtihad in the modern world is beyond one's power and that a powerful, far-sighted, and courageous council of fatwa should be formed. He believed that writing a book on practical Islamic laws or risala is not enough for the Shia office of religious authority, aka marja'iyya. He believed that they needed to have other conditions other than maturity, intelligence, and other such conditions of ijtihad. Allama Amini believed that given the fact that there are hundreds of intellectual, philosophical, educational, economic, and military movements in the world, one should not be willing to give away the heritage of Ali and his descendants to those who have just spent some years of studying jurisprudence and its principles. With Imam Khomeini's movement and the victory of the Islamic Revolution and the instatement of the guardianship of the jurist, Allama Amini's ideal was achieved, more or less, even though he did not live through that time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where the Imam's shrine is just a few meters, 100 or so meters behind this market here, this market known as the Souq of the Huwaysh, where most the stores around here sell books that are in Arabic from many scholars. And if we carry on walking, we'll see that all these books, all these stores actually sell these books that are written by many scholars, and inshallah we will make our way to the library of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, where the books of Sheikh al-Amini, the famous books of Al-Ghadir, are, inshallah. And it's through this market we will go towards this small sort of alleyway to towards the library of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib.
We will inshallah go into this room where it's the quiet area of the studying, where the students actually, and this is for the male students, they actually come here. If they borrow any books, they come to do their studying in this sort of quiet area. This of course is a public library. هنا لازم واحد يكون عنده يعني أي واحد يقدر يدخل مكتبة عامة لو يسوي يكون يعني مثلا مو إلا يكون طالب
لا مو إلا أي إنسان يحب أن يبحث أو يقرأ يأتي إلى هذه المكتبة بدون أي هوية أو أي شيء.
Without any ID, they let anyone to come in, borrow books and stay in the library. And this is the quiet study area.
فهي عامة لجميع الناس رجالا ونساء. هذه قاعة الرجال ولدينا قاعة أخرى للنساء.
As mentioned, this is the male for the brothers who want to come and do their research.
منذ تأسيسها كانت تحتوي على 15,000 عنوان. كانت في بيت الشيخ الأميني ثم أتى بها إلى المكتبة وأوقفها بعد البناء على مكتب سليمان أمير المؤمنين.
Of course, this library is was established by the Sheikh in his own home, and then he bought these books. I mean, I'll try and maybe open some of these books. ماكو مانع إذا أفتح كتاب أو شيء. Try and open some of these books.
تحتوي على الكتب العربية فقط، الكتب القديمة والكتب الحديثة. من الكتب على عدة طبعات، الطبعة الحديثة والطبعة القديمة اللي هي القديمة اعتبرها بالطبعة الحجرية.
I mean, if you look at these books. Some of them, some of the pages are a bit ripped, but it is printed.
صحيح مسلم.
This is one of the first copies of Sahih Muslim, the first prints, and you can see her. Sahih Muslim. And it's interesting to see that in the holy city of Najaf, where the pure you can say the pure Shia teaching comes from the Hawza of the Shia world comes from where the Maraji have exceeded any other Maraji around the world. Ayatullah al-Azma Sayyid Ali Sistani, Ayatullah Sheikh Bashir, Ayatullah Sheikh Ishaq, Ayatullah Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim. And you see in the middle of just a few hundred meters away, you'll find Sahih Muslim. Why? And this is the beauty, I think, of the school of Ahlul Bayt. Because when we want to prove something, we not only prove it from the Shia books, we actually have Sahih. We have the Sahih books to do our own research.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Allama Amini, the great Shia jurist, hadith scholar, theologian, and historian, did many great services to Islam. One of his biggest services was writing the well-known book Al-Ghadir. As the name suggests, the book is about the event of Ghadir Khum, where the noble prophet appointed Imam Ali as his successor and the caliph of all Muslims. This book has 11 volumes and proves and defends the successorship of Imam Ali to Prophet Muhammad. Allama Amini writes in this book that the narration or hadith of Al-Ghadir is the most authentic and mutawatir, meaning most numerously reported narration from the noble prophet. In this book, he has mentioned many chains of narration for this hadith from the companions of the prophet or the sahaba and the tabi'in, who were the companions of the prophet, as well as the reports of scholars of the 20th century from Sunni books. Different volumes of this book have to do with different topics relating to Ghadir Khum. For example, from the second volume to the eighth volume, Allama Amini mentions the poems which have been composed about Al-Ghadir, as well as poets living in different centuries. Volume 8 talks about the faith of Abu Talib, the father of Imam Ali as well. He also published another book titled Shuhada'ul Fadila, The Martyrs of Virtue, which is about the biographies of more than hundreds of Muslim and religious scholars from the 4th century AH to the 14th century AH who have been martyred. It has been said that this book was written as a reaction to British colonialism, thereby teaching bravery and resistance against foreigners.
Some amazing facts about the writing process of Al-Ghadir. Allama Amini studied 10,000 books and researched more than 100,000 books while having millions and millions of notes on his researches in order to write the Book of Al-Ghadir. The Book of Al-Ghadir concentrates on various aspects of the successorship and wilaya of Imam Ali. Al-Ghadir includes precise details through historical commentary, narrative, literature, usul, and fiqh. Al-Ghadir is 20 volumes, out of which 11 have been published so far. Allama Amini traveled to many countries such as Turkey, Egypt, Morocco, Syria, India, and even Yemen to benefit from their local libraries while working on Al-Ghadir. He was spending an average of 17 hours per day for 40 years to complete this book.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. One of the great knowledgeable Shia scholars and jurists who lived several decades ago was Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, who is best known as the author of the book Al-Ghadir. One of the services Allama Amini did to all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims, was opening the Amir al-Mu'mineen Library in Najaf. This public library was first opened on the 18th of Dhi Hijjah, 1379 AH, before many prominent Shia personalities of the Najaf Seminary, including Agha Buzurg Tehrani. This amazing library housed 500,000 books in different languages and around 70,000 manuscripts. Allama Amini himself had donated around 5,000 to 6,000 books of his personal library to the Amir al-Mu'mineen Library. When writing the book Al-Ghadir, Allama Amini went to various libraries around the world to collect the necessary hadiths and documents. Unfortunately, the library of Najaf Before the founding of Amirul Mu'mineen Library, only had 4,000 books. That was what made him determined to establish a larger library in Najaf. Allama Amini believed that the ziyara of the infallible imams and their descendants, contrary to what was seen among Shiites, must have educational purposes as well. Allama Amini was very much praised and highly acclaimed as a champion of knowledge, literature, and Islamic ideological movement by one of the great Shia scholars, Sayyid Abul Hasan Isfahani. The other scholars of his time who praised him for his services and works were Ayatollah Gharavi Isfahani, Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Ghasim Khoui, and Agha Bozorg Tehrani. Allama Amini passed away in 1970 and was buried in Najaf. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Allama Amini. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.